The state says a Fairbanks sewer and water utility owes its customers another $1.2 million in refunds. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska ruled that Golden Heart and College Utilities customers are due the money because interim rates charged over the last 2 years were too high. The rate case is one of three involving the utility that could total over $12 million in customer refunds. They're all on appeal. The latest ruling regards a rate increase the utility asked for in 2007. The proposed hike was allowed to go into effect until the RCA ruled. Kristen Winters, Director of Regulatory Affairs for the utility's parent company, Fairbanks Sewer and Water, says the state's decision does not take into account that increasingly conservation-minded consumers are buying less water.
When you have declining consumption, there is no way for the utility to collect enough money through their rates to meet the expenses that the utility has.
Winters says the slow system through which water and sewer utilities can adjust rates has added to the utility's problems. State Assistant Attorney General Daniel Patrick O'Tierney says the RCA only considers rates relative to costs, not fluctuating consumer demands.
If it didn't deliver a certain amount of product, then it doesn't collect a certain amount of revenue, and essentially that's a wash. I mean, utilities aren't guaranteed a certain return. They're guaranteed an opportunity to collect their costs and earn a return, but they're not guaranteed it.
O'Tierney says the utility has filed a petition for reconsideration, but is required to produce a refund plan by November 9th. No refunds will be issued to customers until all appeals are exhausted, but if all the rulings are eventually upheld, individual customers could be due hundreds of dollars each.